Pretending He's Dry, a Harry Potter fan fiction written and read by Soname. Pairing, Albus Scorpius. Rating, PG-13. The first attempt Scorpius had tried when persuading Albus to sleep with him had, well, failed. And by failed, I mean it exploded so violently their DADA teacher groaned at them all the way from Hogwarts. Scorpius, being a sane person, proceeded to pretend the events never happened. And Albus, being a kind and loving boyfriend, obliged by doing the exact same thing. The author, on the other hand, thinks this is the perfect moment to tell you the tale. Because yes, she is just an evil little expletive. It was the winter holiday of the boy's sixth year, and Albus had finally gotten his family to at least invite the Malfoys to the whatever number it was this time, annual Auror party. And although his uncle had threatened to smack him over the head for such an idea, even, his aunt had given him one of her trademark glares and gotten everything smoothed over for him. Upon receiving the invitation, Draco Malfoy raised an eyebrow and nearly tossed it into the fire out of the lack of care for parties. But Astoria, his sensible and sweet-natured wife, asked if she could go anyway to see Scorpius's adorable friend, Albus. There had been grumbling on both ends when the Malfoys arrived, but one near squeal and flying leap of a hug from Albus made everyone forget just why they had been angry. And soon a conversation about the weather and fancy cheeses was brought up. Scorpius, you made it! Albus reeled back as his boyfriend grinned, glancing over as his mother waddled up and gave Albus's hair a pat. She looked fondly at them both, like they were puppies or something else girls found cute and cuddly. I promised myself I'd get him here. I knew the look on your face would be worth it, sweet pea. Astoria beamed. Even if she hadn't have been pregnant, the woman would have glowed brighter than the chandelier. Scorpius felt his eyes widen, and he quickly redirected his boyfriend away from his crazy freak of a mother, and they hurried off into one of the corners of the room, away from fawning eyes and still in the arm's length of the snack table. I am so sorry, ally. I didn't think she was going to freak out like that, Scorpius grumbled, arms crossed as his boyfriend rolled his eyes and tucked strands of white blonde hair behind his ears. Your mother didn't freak out, Scor. Before he could protest, Albus was shaking his head and placing a finger over his lips, looking around before removing his hand and stepping closer. Now, can I get a hug already? I hardly get to see you enough as it is since the exams got heavy. They shared a grin when Albus finally paused, arms outstretched as Scorpius mumbled his approval at the thought and dragged him closer by the waistband of his shirt until their hips were touching. Missed you too, Scorpius muttered into Albus's shoulder, arms wrapping around his lower back as the brunette hummed in a mischievous way as he gave a sway and squeezed his arms tighter around his boyfriend's chest. Well then, Albus smiled and leaned up to glance around and place a quick kiss to the corner of Scorpius's mouth. Maybe I should just give you your Christmas present tonight. You know, just in case we don't get to see each other later. He hummed when Scorpius's hands moved down to give his waist a squeeze. Oh, I like that idea, he whispered back before pulling away. He wanted nothing more than to just stay there, arms wrapped around Albus and snug in their corner. But he knew that James was here, and that meant he had to keep his hands, well, unoccupied. Should we do it in private? Your gift is rather personal. He, of course, had gathered the idea from the one too many gay porn videos his cousin had sent him once he'd found out about his preference. The preference being he'll only ever like Albus and everyone else in the world could go fuck themselves. His boyfriend grinned and motioned with his jaw toward what might have been a hallway, stretching his arms out behind him. There's some empty rooms back there. Wanna go? And Scorpius had his hand snatched up and they were walking away before he even had a chance to finish. They shared a grin as they slipped through the crowd, hands unclasped as they walked side by side. That might have been out to their family, but it was still a thing they didn't want advertised like their father had been when he was their age. As they rounded the corner, Albus reached out and went right back to their hand-holding. It was automatic and they developed the system in Hogwarts while avoiding James. He still wasn't impressed. The first two doors they had tried were locked, and Albus refused to just use his wand and opted to keep trying until the third door opened and they slipped in. The cheerful Christmas-themed music and chatter from the party guests ringing in a muffled protest as the door shut behind them. Scorpius turned and looked around the room, one of those office-type settings. Okay, so he had to alter his plan, but that was just fine. Slowly, he dragged one of the chairs out from underneath the desk and turned it to face the rest of the room as he sat down, arms out as he smiled up at Albus. So, what on earth did you get me this year? He wondered aloud as the brunette smirked and walked forward, looping his hands with his boyfriend's until their legs touched at the knee. Well, I can't just outright tell you, Score. That would spoil the surprise of it. The blonde raised an eyebrow as he ran his thumbs over Albus's knuckles. Lips quirked in a smirk as he tugged him forward slightly. Oh, Scorpius, don't give me that face. I wanted it to be a surprise. Albus pouted. Fuck. When he pouted, his inside boiled and his hormones kicked him from the inside like a shovel across the back of his knees. If you just give me the stupid thing, you won't have to ruin the surprise by telling me, Scorpius finally countered, leaning up to brush a kiss across Albus's chin before letting his hands go and patting his thighs. Sit. And Albus didn't even argue. He just sat to one side with his legs out to the left as he reached into his coat pocket. Just don't laugh like you did last year, Albus finally mumbled, and Scorpius made a cross my heart motion. He'd been given a Muggle t-shirt about some video game his dad had reeled him into playing when they went to his Uncle Dursley's, and he thought Scorpius would enjoy it. He kept it under his pillow, but Al didn't know that. I won't laugh. What did you get me? He asked, turning slightly as Albus held out a rather small box. This is it. He received a sharp glare as it was dropped into his outstretched hand, the wrapping slowly trying to burst free from its encasing. The boy would never be good at wrapping presents like his mother was. Just open it, you prat, Albus muttered, and Scorpius had long since declared the word prat as code for sexy man beast. He smirked and leaned forward to kiss his cheek, then did it a second time, watching the blush spread across his face as he just kept trailing the kisses along his chin and neck. A soft noise of protest made him stop. Almost. Score, just open your presents already, Albus mumbled, and he could feel the muscles in the back of his legs tense as he tried shying away from the kisses. Albus was so cute when you got him flustered like this. Scorpius smiled, though, and wrapped one arm around his boyfriend's hip, the other resting across his legs as they reached around and began undoing the wrapping paper on the box. Slowly, the tissue paper fell away and onto the floor. Then the box was tugged open. Inside was. Why'd you get me a necklace? Scorpius asked, eyebrow raised as he waved the box slightly and listened to Albus scoff at him. It's a locket you get. Just open it. He nudged the box with one hand and Scorpius sighed. If he wasn't unbelievably comfortable with his current position, he would have rubbed his temples. But his temple-rubbing hand was too busy hugging Albus. He gave up on trying to find a way to protest and tugged the silver chain out of the box. The locket portion, a simple oval with what looked like a constrictor wrapping around it in emeralds. This was on the more expensive end of the gifts Albus had given him. He'd have been just as happy with a blowjob, if not happier. After a few minutes of trying to figure the silly thing out, Albus showed him the secret to opening the girly necklace thing was just petting the head of the snake so it moved off of the latch. Ingenious and a big pain in the ass. Inside was a picture taken earlier that year when his Quidditch team had won a match against Gryffindor. He was sweaty and felt horrible at the time, but Albus was tucked under his arm, and as the little photo moved, he leaned up to steal a quick kiss before drawing back and leaving him bewildered and blushing. Lysander had taken that photo. He'd forgotten about it. This totally tied with the blowjob idea right now. I knew you'd love it. You've got that stupid bloody grin all over your face, Albus chirped, reaching over as he undid the clasp of the chain to proceed to hook it around his neck. I remember you telling me you didn't have any pictures of us. As a couple, I mean. And there's room for another one, so if you wanted. His cheeks were inflamed as he looked away, utterly embarrassed by the cheesy happenings going on that just the two of them would share. Scorpius grinned and tucked the locket into his shirt before he pulled Albus close and forced their mouths together. Now was the perfect time to get his boyfriend all worked up and horny. He just knew it. Albus, of course, squeaked, hands pressed into his boyfriend's chest as he reached to push him away. But he never actually did. As slowly as their lips started moving, did Albus's hands slide up to his shoulders, fingers tight around the fabric as their tongues touched hesitantly. With a very content hum, Scorpius moved one hand down to the brunette's back, letting his fingers slide into the waistband of Albus's jeans, every intention to slide them lower and squeeze his Aguamente! The door kicked open as Albus pulled back, screaming as they were both doused with ice-cold water. There was a gasp from the doorway as Scorpius froze and began to shake. James! Albus was screaming as he got up, ignoring his father's repeated apologies as the famous Potter began explaining that his oldest son just wanted to check up on the both of them. He had no idea he was going to cast a spell and blah, blah, blah. Where the fuck was Scorpius's wand? Go away! You can't make this better! I'm telling Mom! Albus slammed the door shut and proceeded to lock it before Scorpius could locate the wooden object of his power. Unlike Albus, he wasn't the best at wandless magic. Score. Albus was at his side in a second, and he could hear yelling outside the door. But that didn't matter because, well, Al, what are you doing? The blonde finally managed as his boyfriend yanked his sticky shirt off his chest and tossed it between them. Then dropped to his knees to work on undoing his boyfriend's belt, yanking that off so it sat in the pile beside the shirt his mother had tried so hard not to get him to wear. The dark green looks better, darling. Why dark blue? But no, he had wanted blue because Albus liked that color on him. I'm undressing you because you're soaked through. I know you want out of these. I can spell dry them for you better if they're off. He wasn't arguing. That logic was perfect, and from this angle, it almost looked like Albus was, well, giving him, you know. So, of course, he had to mention it. The smirk he got in response was even better. Score, I could just go this way. As soon as the door had opened, it had slammed shut. Astoria whipping back into the hall and wishing she hadn't unlocked it. She'd only wanted to check on her son. She loved him and had heard what James Potter had done. She knew he would be angry. She didn't know that her son was at that sexual prowess of a stage in his relationship with Albus. She blushed furiously and cast a few war charms at the beginning of the hallway, then blocked it off with chairs. They could use the privacy, if they weren't completely mortified. I'm completely mortified, Albus squeaked out. He'd practically flown across the room when Scorpius's mother had burst in. And Scorpius, he would never be able to feel clean ever again. You, my mother, just walked in on me getting... Oh my god, my mother! Glorious as it had been only a few minutes ago, there was no way he'd be able to continue it. He wanted to curl up in a box and die. Or shoot James. Whatever was easier. I know that, you brat! Sexy man beast. I was the one giving it to you! Oh, Merlin, how am I supposed to face your mother at dinner tomorrow? Albus looked like he might pass out. And Scorpius felt the same. His clothes were still off, and they were both still soaked through, and if he didn't care about his pride so much, he'd have been crying by now. Let's just worry about drying off first. This is disgusting, he grumbled, kicking his jeans off as he retracted his wand from them. The end. This has been part 3 to the Getting Wet Albus Scorpius universe. Here's hoping for more.